Hi, I'm Mark Peterson, a member of Timberwood Church, and I live in Cross Lake. I was born in Staples, Minnesota, and my parents raised my brother and me with regular attendance at the First Methodist Church. My first real experience with God was at church camp near Park Rapids. I was 10 or 11 years old, and during an evening worship service, I came forward, knelt at a wooden altar, and asked God to enter my life. At that time, I didn't realize the impact this would have on my relationship with God. Through the Holy Spirit, I gained so much. My worship experience in Sunday school became more meaningful. And at that young age, I started using Our Daily Bread devotional readings along with prayer, a practice I still use today. After graduating from high school, I chose McAllister College in St. Paul because of its religious affiliation, my mom's desire, and the pre-engineering program affiliated with the University of Minnesota. I enjoyed worshiping weekly at a Presbyterian church's student service. During these days, I often went to God in prayer for study help and understanding of my newly gained knowledge. God provided a small town boy with his guidance in the big city environment. I married my high school girlfriend, Sharon, just after she graduated as a registered nurse and before I entered my fifth year of the engineering program. We attended an Episcopal and a Methodist church because we enjoyed the worship we experienced with their large congregations. My faith in God flourished, and within the comfort of our marriage and student life, as I anticipated graduation. The 10 plus years after graduating marked a period where my career responsibilities became more important than taking care of my family responsibilities. I accepted new jobs every 3 to 4 years that led us to different companies, different states, and even outside the United States. Sadly, my regular worship of God drifted. I continued to seek God's guidance through prayer, but mostly asking for help. Our first son was born in our third year of marriage. God granted his sealing grace as Greg was premature and needed medical care before coming home. Thankfully, God was there for us. 4 years later, we were blessed with the birth of our youngest son, Eric. Unfortunately, as time passed, my relationship suffered. My time worshiping God grew more pathetic, and our marriage ended in 1975. I was asked how I felt about not worshiping God on a regular basis. It's a great question, and one that helped me realize my life was missing important pieces. God helped me to realize that my priorities were not aligned with His. So I went back to the basics in my relationship with Him. I prayed for forgiveness and received guidance from God. I knew that I had to get my life and relationships on a better path. Fast forward now to the late 90s, when God used 7-plus challenging years to draw me closer. My son Greg, at age 29, entered God's heavenly comfort. Both my parents passed, and my second wife, Linda, lost her battle with cancer. These losses caused me to be troubled and not a very thoughtful person at times. I knew I hurt some people in those years, and for that I'm truly sorry. I thought I was strong, but I wasn't. I turned to God for help. I turned to God who held me up and listened to my prayers for help. I was through His mercy and forgiveness and the forgiveness of others that I was drawn closer to God. I began experiencing a sense of peace and fulfillment. I praise God for bringing me through those difficult times. Since then, I have had many life-giving experiences of healing and joy. I moved up north. I have my home and happy place near my family. I have a significant relationship with Kathy. I became a member of Timberwood and renewed my regular worship with God. I've joined a small group and made new friends. Recently, our small group read Praying Like Monks, Living Like Fools. That book and the discussion helped me realize that God wants all our prayers, even those we think are too small or incidental. Looking back, prayer has actually been the most consistent part of my faith journey. It has kept me connected with God, even though my priorities were not properly aligned. He helped me see a better way. If I can share one important point, please know that God hears everyone's prayer. Please continue to talk with him. I'd like to close with a prayer. Father God, thank you for coming into my life. Thank you for the opportunity to share my experiences and your blessings. I praise you, Lord. Amen. Happy Father's Day.